Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. See the pictures of my paella?
You were just telling me about it, and now I'm distracted and I need to see it. Like, yeah. What? Paella?
My brother-in-law's birthday over the weekend, and every year he makes a big old vat of paella. Which the kids, I mean, especially my son, he's very much into seafood, just gobbles that up.
I bet.
It's got the little oyster clam things, shell things in them.
Mussels.
You bet. And then a lot of shrimp and the sausage and, oh, so good. And then he made these, like, homemade cheese sticks, like mozzarella sticks, like homemade. And then he made some flan. Like, It was a tasty, tasty arse meal. I don't think I probably put it on my Instagram.
Okay, I'm looking on Facebook. I don't see it. So
I can throw it up on our JKJ.
I'm going to have to go search that out because I'm a sucker for a good paella.
Does he
do it right? Because, like, you have to have the crust on the bottom. That rice has to form that perfect crust on the bottom.
Yeah, I think it was fairly
crusty. I'm sure it does. Yeah, like, if people who make paella know, but when you do it right... The saffron, Jer. That's the magic touch.
All about that saffron.
Well, saffron is so expensive, but it is a must in a good paella. Like, it is a
girl.
Must. Because you can taste it.
I had no idea you were such a paella
saffron.
Expert.
I love paella.
When you first started doing this, I was like, what the hell's paella?
Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Oh, it's so good. Like, and because, again, like, there's a lot of different variations, but one of the best ones I ever had, they use black squid ink to turn it almost black. It was
It doesn't have, no, he didn't use that. He just used a Sharpie to color it.
Oh, did he? Okay, yeah. It was a Sharpie paella? No, but the flavor of the squid ink, just like, it's so deep. It's just a deep, complex flavor for that paella. But there's all kinds that you can make. Oh, I'm such a fan.
The other
fan.
thing my sister and him have that I'm eyeing. I'm thinking about it. They bought a slushy machine.
It's the Ninja.
It's the Ninja.
Yo, homie.
Oh, what? You okay? You all right over there?
Oh, God.
Did you just
you
pee
thought
a little?
I was a fan of the paella.
Did you just pee a little?
Okay,
what do you know about the Ninja slushy machine?
It's the best thing ever.
It is.
You could put anything in there, and it makes the best slushy. So the first time I had it, I had an apple cider slushy.
Shut your face.
It was one of the best slushies I've ever had. But anything that has real sugar in it, that's the trick. You can't put fake sugar stuff in it because the science doesn't work right.
Does it get cold enough
or something? It doesn't have the right crystals in it. But oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you and your brother-in-law.
This is like the second or third time. Like when we walk in and they have that out, I'm like, oh, hells yes.
Oh, you know the party started.
It was pina coladas last night. So it was, what was it? It was a jar of pineapple juice, a bottle of rum, and then what was it? Oh, it was coconut, like coffee creamer, just straight coconut creamer. Then you dump that in and let it... do its thing, and then he put a little pineapple garnish and a maraschino cherry in it. Oh!
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Please.
No, those things are so perfect. The only thing, it takes a while, right? Like, it takes, like, 30 minutes or so, 20 to 30, depending on what you put in there. But, boy, like... staring at that thing, waiting for it to make
you. I love how
you...
excited you got. It's a slushy machine.
I love it. I love that.
They're not cheap.
Machine.
And we were sitting there eating the paella last night, and my sister's like, we're thinking about getting a second one to do, like, you can do layered.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a second one just to have the first one ready while the second one's getting ready. Otherwise, you're going to be staring at it for 20 minutes like I did.
They're not cheap.
They're like $400 or $500.
Yeah, they're not cheap. So I was on Amazon last night looking at like knockoff slushy machines.
You don't want to do that.
Let me just say 2 stars. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
About this time on Monday mornings, we like to give you a little PMI action, which is... 3 different stories, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I got the P,
Katie.
Not only is it positive, it is also happy because McDonald's is offering a new Happy Meal.
Really?
Yes, Stranger Things.
Oh.
It is back, and now you can get it. collectible toys in the Happy Meal. So they've got everybody, right? All your favorite characters
11?
Right there. 11.
Hopper?
Not Hopper. Looks like just the kids. So it looks like the five main kids is who you can get in your Happy Meal toy. But starting May 5th, you'll not only get that little nostalgic toy, they're going to give you a fun-themed box that it comes in. That
I love fun-themed boxes.
Exactly. And then a QR code for a themed digital game. So
I love QR codes.
I like that. It's definitely neat that they're, you know, doing something digital along with it. But have you, I have not gotten into the cartoon Stranger Things.
Neither have I.
I know.
I've moved on.
I've seen it, honestly, on Netflix, but I keep moving past it.
I watched the Hulk Hogan documentary instead.
Exactly. You know, I was
brother.
Like, I went to the movie theater to see your final episode, so I don't know if I can just unearth a whole nother Stranger
Things.
Don't
do it. Yeah, move on to Lust Island now.
Yeah, Lust, exactly. I'm already there. You know, Love is Blind Mexico. It's my new thing. But anyway.
Is it really called Lust? It's Lust. What's the new one on Netflix? It's Lust
Temptation
something.
Temptation Island.
Lust
There's,
something, I thought.
I'll probably get into it.
It's got the woman holding the coconuts on the... Have you seen that? I'm like, I'm not clicking on this.
This is something Katie would click this on. I'm not
like
clicking
Katie's
on that.
Katie's already, you know what, deep into this. So.
No, I will have to check it out, though. But this, again, Happy Meal rolls out May 5th. So all you Stranger Things fans, get ready.
I was kind of joking about the QR codes, going back a step. I kind of get excited for QR codes because I'm like, where's this going to take me?
I know.
Is anyone else like that?
Be careful.
I know.
Be careful with QR codes.
You hold it up and it gives you the link and I'm like, where? What magical place on the internet is this going to take me?
Do you know what is really fun? Have you seen the hoodies where people just have random QR
codes
on
the
back of them?
I just suggested this in a meeting last week. I was like, let's get QR codes on the back of all of our promotions people's shirts.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Takes you right to mix100.com.
Because I can't not do it.
No,
it
you've
got to scan
like,
a QR
it
code.
It is like my phone. I'm like, I know I probably said it, but I really want to see what it's like.
And it takes you to Lust Island.
I need to know what's happening on this hoodie.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I love QR codes. I really
do.
All right, what's the minus?
All right, well, if you are a mom or a parent and you've been struggling with some insomnia, scientists have just discovered what behavior creates a habit that makes it way worse. And this is interesting to me. You should not just lay in your bed and try to force sleep if you are struggling with insomnia. This is one of the things that they're like, hey, if you are not able to sleep at night, you have to create in your head that the bed is only for sleeping.
Yeah.
So if you're laying there just trying to close your eyes and be like, I gotta sleep, that's going to make it like 10 times worse. So you should not do that. You should get out of bed, read a book, maybe drink some warm milk or go to the couch and scroll for a little bit until the sleepiness returns and then go straight back to bed and try to sleep.
Really?
You should not be the one that just is like laying in bed, tossing and turning, being
warm
like, I gotta sleep. Well, whatever.
What
you
is
know,
this,
all...
the 1800s?
Well, but that helps
you sleep, man.
That's an old wives' tale.
It helps you. All right. Well, you know what? So is laying in bed trying to sleep.
Let me go out to the barn and milk the goat. Warm, right out of the teat.
I think it's just dairy, right? Right? Because I know ice cream helps
dairy
you sleep,
in general.
Too.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So like, you can eat a warm mozzarella stick?
I think, like, No.
Mom, get the mozz stick.
It should be warm, right?
Mom, I can't sleep. Yeah. Make me some cheese sticks.
I need some
get
mozz
the cheese
sticks.
Curd.
Mom!
Do anything but lay in bed, Jer.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. You
go milk the goat.
On the couch.
Mom! Let's wrap things up with the interesting. I guess yesterday was National Pretzel Day. And there's all sorts of online polls talking about what type of pretzel is your favorite. The vast majority said soft, good old-fashioned soft pretzels, which I almost got one at Ball Arena over the weekend.
Those are
like dipped,
so
in
good
cheese,
there,
right? Dipped in cheese,
Dipped in cheese. I like to open them up and huff them. Does anyone else do that?
They smell good.
They smell like pizza crust
dough.
And buttery. Like I smell my pretzel, which is really weird. Anyway, then it went on down the line on various pretzels. Now, the one that caught my eye was this poll that asked people, do you eat the salt at the bottom of the pretzel bag when you're done eating the pretzels?
No. Do you?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do. I lick my finger and stick it into the corner of that bag, and then you pull it out, and it's all covered in salt, and then you...
It's too much salt for me.
It's a lot.
I can't.
And it's a lot of salt. It's a lot.
Cholesterol
One person
up.
Who commented said, yes, I regret it every single time.
I know,
the taste is so salty. I know I'm just literally eating salt. Why do I keep eating it, says another commenter. And then another person said, which is kind of what I do, too, when you got those last, like, two or three pretzels at the bottom of the bag, They said, I try to put the salt back on the pretzels.
That's what I do.
So you like lick the pretzel and then you dab it in the bottom of the bag and then you...
Because that, like, the salt on a pretzel already gets me bloated up like a carcass. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, the sodium in a pretzel gets me every time.
Oh, it's not good for you. Yeah, any part of your body.
Yeah,
I have a lot of water retention right now. Why is that? I was eating all this salt in the bottom of the bag. I literally hate my body right now.
Straight powdered sugar to the face.
It's so good. It's so good. There's a ton of products out there like that where the crumbs, like... the Cheez-Its
I do
at
it
the
with
end.
Chips.
Okay,
I
that's,
do it,
tip it up. The like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Yeah.
Tip it up.
A bag of Doritos.
Tip it up.
Straight
always.
To the dome.
Yep.
Like, when the salt is mixed with other flavors, I'm here for it.
I think I have my new boring banger song for Friday. I'm going to call it Tip It Up.
Tip It Up.
Do it.
Yes.
And it's all about eating the crumbs at the bottom of the bags.
Oh, so much.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.